God has shown us the light. God has shown us the light through creation. God continues to show us the light by continuing to create. It is not over. It's still happening all around us, if we open our eyes to it. God showed us the light in the Garden of Eden. What a beautiful place it was, a place of light and life, a place where everything was there for us. God offers Eden to us, a garden to us. What have we done? We do the one thing that we are told not to do. We taste of the fruit. We try to become gods ourselves. And for that, we become separated from God. But God did not stop. God did not stop. God shows us the light again through covenants handed down to Abraham and his family, who said that your descendants will be like the stars of the sky. This will be my covenant to you, my promise to you, despite your age and your wife's age. You will have descendants. You will have a mighty nation built from you, and I will establish my covenant with them. We've been given these relationships, children, brother, sister. What have we done with them? We have at times spoiled them. We have at times severed relationships, spoiled it. But God does not stop. No, God keeps going, establishes a covenant with a whole entire nation, makes a people of God, Israel. Says, you will be my people, and I will be your God. These will be our conditions, and he places them on stone. It's a gift to us. What have we done at times with that? We have spoiled that. We have gone against that. We have separated ourselves once again. But God does not quit. God keeps going and shows us the light finally through Jesus Christ, the man at the center, the Word of God, who was there at the beginning as a part of God and now comes into the world bringing us light where there is darkness. Isaiah says that we were people walking in darkness. And the one prophesies will be the one to lead us out of that darkness. It is still happening. God is still creating that, still reaching out. All of creation is a love. All of creation is reaching out to us, saying, here, take, become a part of my vision. What we just heard was the Gospel of John, chapter 1, the second great prelude that we have in the Bible. We heard Genesis 1, the entire chapter being read each day of the week. And then John goes back to the beginning and says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And then in verse 5, there's a funny little thing that happened in biblical translation. Half of the translations that are out there, maybe a little bit over half, say overcome. And the darkness has not overcome it. But if you go home and you look at your Bibles, it might also say understood it. And the darkness did not understand it or grasp it. two different things. What does it mean? Which one does it mean? It's a funny little thing that when we translate things into English that we miss some of the dual meanings of its original language. It is both. Overcome and understood. Throughout the ages of humanity, we have not understood completely the light of God. Humanity has not understood. We didn't quite understand Eden. We did not quite understand why God would choose us like he chose Abraham. We didn't quite understand what it meant that we were to be the people of God, set apart. The kings of Israel didn't quite understand what it meant to be a shepherd of the people like God intended. So God sent Jesus finally. And you would think we would understand Jesus, God in the flesh, God being demonstrated to us, the Word of God being preached to us, good news, people being healed, storms being calmed. And we have named our churches United Church of Christ. We wear crosses, we sing and pray to God, but have we fully understood the light? Have we fully understood it? That's why God keeps creating. It's not that God has stopped creating like he has wound up a watch and just set it aside and lets it go. No, God is deeply involved in creation here and now, is still breathing life into us like God breathed into Adam. God invites us to respond, to be co-creators in this creation effort. How will we respond? The good news for us is that the light is not overcome, despite the fact that we have tried to dampen the light unintentionally and intentionally sometimes. We throw water on it, we try to blow it out, we try to cover it up. We try to obscure it, hide it away. It has not been overcome. It is still there. The light of God, still there. The grace of God, still there. The forgiveness of God, still there for you, for others. Believe it. Believe it. God is not sitting back. God might have rested on the seventh day, but in Jesus, God established a new creation, a new covenant, a new beginning. Created life, access to life. Made it possible for us all to truly be children of God, to join in a co-creation effort. Co-creating. What could that mean? It could mean reaching out. It could be being compassionate. It could be working more in mission. It could be turning these walls inside out. It could be living our faith. Helping God co-create. Inspiring, praising, true praise that we talked about last week, walking the walk. We begin anew in September. The last two Septembers, we have started this narrative lectionary, and we start at the beginning in Genesis. And though we've heard this before, we've heard these stories before, we know what it says in the Bible about how God said everything was good. It's good. Yet we look around us and we see many times only the bad. Do we look in the mirror and say, it's good? Do we look at our schools and our communities? Do we look at our nation and say, there's good? Do we look at what's going on despite the tragedies in Texas and in Florida and say, there's some good there? God is there. God is acting there. Will we join in this creation effort? Will we become the children of God that we were meant to be? Will we sign on to this covenant, following Jesus, the Word, made known to the world? Let us hold up our lights, the lights of our hearts, so that the places that are dark in your neighborhoods, the places that are dark in your lives, the places your coworkers, your neighbors, hold up your lights this week. Let us rise and sing in praise of the good news for us today.